Hello, hello. Welcome to Dailyish for Friday, April 24th. It's 12 degrees out. It actually feels like 10 degrees, though. That's not really fair when it's plus. We should be just able to get just nice warm temperatures, not lowered by the wind, but such as it is. This is not a weather podcast, as you know. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Jort Calendar, J-O-R-T-E. Calendar in the iOS and Android app stores, as well as a small orange. Visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/89 for links to the sponsors as well as to stuff I talk about. It's Friday. It's almost quitting time if you're a quitting time kind of person, if you've got a boss, the man or the woman that you respond to. Maybe they're letting you go early for the day. I hope so. And almost the weekend, which I think I've talked about in the past. When you own your own business, running entrepreneurial, small business, blah, blah, blah stuff, startup thing, co-working, blah stuff, the weekend kind of takes on a little different, like the week is good because you're not necessarily having to do a whole bunch of stuff you don't want to necessarily, but also the weekend means with family, you should probably stop doing one of those things, even though they continue to pile up in your absence. Because this isn't like McDonald's where it's open 24 hours and there's employees running, helping me out. It's just me. Anyways, yay weekend. Go cheeseburgers. It's Apple Watch Day. I don't have my Apple Watch because I didn't pre-order one. And I probably won't be ordering one anytime soon. There's actually like almost nothing that's exciting me about it, even as I watch people unboxing and talking about it. And I actually haven't watched any, but just see the tweets go by of that kind of stuff. And it just doesn't, yeah, I'm sure I'm not, again, like I said before too, I probably will get one eventually at some point. I'm sure there'll be something that'll convince me, or I'll see one in the real world use and fall in love or lust over the technology, but nothing as of yet that really seems to jump out at me. But more power to you if you do. I'm sure it makes a great timepiece and things. Speaking of distracting things, Hearthstone, which is a game on the iPhone, on the iPad, on the Mac, on the PC, on maybe the Android. But it's basically like, if you're familiar with the World of Warcraft stuff or Warcraft world that Blizzard, the entertainment company, created in video games, they've created this card game that's but you just play it digitally, so there's not actual real world cards, unless maybe there is in real life cards too that they've done, I don't know. But anyways, you play it on your device of choice, and the iPhone version just came out recently. I think I may have mentioned on here as well, but my oldest son and I, not the one who was on the show yesterday, have been getting into it a bit and really enjoying it. I forgot to mute the music that's coming back in right now. Just a second there. Okay. It's funny. It's been like a little bit like how my experience with golf was, where just as you're starting to get really frustrated with it and you're ready to throw it away and say, this is stupid, the stupidest thing ever and dumb, cause you're losing, or in golf's case, you're losing balls, I guess. But with Hearthstone, all of a sudden I started winning a few games. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. I should keep doing this. And there's a little collector's element to it. Like if you win games or matches or whatever, and you get to collect different types of cards and stuff. It's like the average person would look at it and kind of get overwhelmed or annoyed or weirded out or whatever by the sort of fantasy elements that they wrapped this card game in. But it's essentially a game of numbers, of this card will attack with this much, and also has this much defense or life to it. And so you're trying to like both take out the other person's cards as well as sort of their main point score total in Hearthstone's language. It's the main hero, I think. And then you have minions, which are the cards. And so if you sort of get past the whole like wizards and whatever wrapping that it's in, it's just a really fun strategy game, card game to play. And apparently you can play it against other people. We haven't tried that yet. We're still sort of each training, I guess, training on our own little decks, building our own little decks up. But you can play online against each other. iChris number 1192 is my battle tag, I think is how they work. So if you're a Hearthstone person and want to play, somehow do that with that, whatever that means. And I'll do my best to figure it out. I think you have to play live, though. I don't think it's like a turn-based thing where you can come back and play later, each taking your turns forever. I think it's like now you're playing, and the matches or the games or whatever last maybe 10, 15 minutes at most. So it's a perfect little time waster thing for certain, like if you're at, in my case, putting your kids to bed and you want to just quickly play a game while they're drifting off to sleep. Works great for that. But otherwise, that's it. I don't have a long episode. Good stuff and things, and we will talk again next week. Thanks for being here for a great week. Oh, that's what I wanted to mention. In my episode, sometimes I make these throwaway comments and I forget about them. And then people who are listening actually respond, which is good, and that's awesome. And now I'm just trying to quickly scroll through and find the tweet. There. Okay, I'll put a link in the show notes. Marie, listener Marie, was kind enough to, I guess I had mentioned in one episode of having like the grumpy faces of Patreon supporters printed out and put it up on the wall because to motivate me to keep doing more podcasting. It's a bit facetiously, but also kind of half serious, as you know, especially the people at Patreon, patreon.com/iChris, who support me on there and give me money each month. They're kind of like my bosses, right? And so, so I had said, I'll print out your avatar, your pictures or whatever, and stick them up on the wall. And so she sent a picture of herself looking grumpy, and because I hadn't, you know, put out enough Daily Show episodes or whatever. So anyways, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can go check that out. Goodstuff.fm/dailyish/89 is where you can find the links to that, as well as links to Jort Calendar, to Small Orange web hosting, and all that and more. For now is it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and a great weekend. Bye.